It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox lost in Toronto last night 7-2, ending their season-high winning streak at 7. Alex Cora sent out rookie Connor Siebold to face the Blue Jays last night, and he struggled.
He was okay. You know, early on, the fastball was playing, right? Swings and misses up in the zone. Actually, the changeup was really good tonight. The other stuff was okay. That's a tough lineup. You know, he hung a breaking ball to George, and then, you know, the fastball to Chapman. Vila was down right there, but where we were, we had to push him to 5.
He allowed 7 runs over 4 2/3. Innings of work. Sox scored both their runs in the ninth after this one was long over. This 3-game series will continue tonight. A stunner from Kyrie Irving yesterday, who turned around and opted into the final year of his contract with Brooklyn. This was after the team told him he was free to find a sign-and-trade deal with another team and reportedly was unable to. The Houston Rockets' John Wall recently opted into the final year of his deal, but the two sides are working towards a buyout, and ESPN reports he is going to sign with the LA Clippers. The Bruins yesterday made it official, re-signing GM Don Sweeney to what's been termed a multi-year contract extension. And free agent running backs Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell will reportedly face each other in an exhibition boxing match Thursday night at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by SwingJuice.com, a fun lifestyle apparel brand for golf and baseball fanatics. Get 30% off during their Independence Day sale going on now. Get great Swing Juice apparel for on and off the golf course at SwingJuice.com. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Miss a show?
Can we talk about how weird all of this is?
Not with the Sports Hub app.
Okay, awesome.
Download it today and stay connected to everything the Sports Hub has to offer.
Oh, my God.
Get it where you get your apps or at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tutcher and Rich.
Everything's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, this is almost kismet day. This was not planned. We are Toucher and Rich, but you're playing Green Day. And Billy Joel Armstrong did a very brave move. Billy Joel, yeah, he plays a Green Day cover band.
And he plays Piano Man.
Yeah, then he plays Piano Man. It was funny because, and I'll get why this is kismet in a minute, but it was funny because Rich was like talking about the Motley Crue set at these festivals, which is horrible. I mean, every day people send me audio of Vince Neil. It's terrible. So you've heard it all, though. I don't know what else to play you. And he's like, it's 15 songs. And John goes, wow, only 15 songs. And Rich goes, that's a lot. But it's not. But it's not in John's world. When John, and this is not an insult. It's an observation at all. It's not an insult at all. But it is an observation. Is when you go to a show, you're seeing Billy Joel. He's knocking out 75 songs.
Yeah, at least 30.
Yeah, he's playing 30 songs.
Springsteen, a lot of songs.
I mean, Springsteen's just not leaving the stage.
No, Springsteen does 3-plus hours.
Which I contend, I don't know if there's anything I want to see for three and a half hours. People go, what's sex? I don't want to have sex for 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere near it. I don't want that. If it's not over it by that point for me, I mean, blame the pack.
So do you believe 15 songs is a good set, a bad set?
I haven't seen a band live in like 5 years. But okay. I will tell you that, and I've not seen an arena set since we went to, all the way through since we went to Rush,
mm-hmm.
which might have been 10 years ago.
That last Van Halen tour that we saw, they did 22 songs.
Yeah.
So now, you left. I understand you didn't see any of them.
No, I saw the first half of the first song.
But they played 22 songs that night.
Yeah, so when if you go see Paul McCartney and you pay $500 a ticket.
Yeah, McCartney's doing, 35, 40.
Yeah.
He played Glastonbury Festival over the weekend, and guess what? He brought Bruce Springsteen out on stage with him, 38-song set.
And Bruce Springsteen, but
Bruce Springsteen wouldn't leave the stage.
But if you had to guess who else was on stage with him, John, a rock performer, it's Bruce Springsteen, it's Paul McCartney. Who would be the rock performer?
Bryan Adams. No, I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Oh, just take. I mean, it's who's everywhere?
Rolling Stone, Mick Jagger.
Who's everywhere? He's everywhere. Every time.
Oh, the guy from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, that's right. Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl
was there. Yeah. Because he's just around.
And he missed like two connecting flights to get there, and he told this long story about how he just couldn't miss it and wanted to be there.
Yeah. And good for him. But, I mean, he's, like, literally the only guy under 70 that people pay to see play any kind of rock music. But anyway, Billy Joel Armstrong. Mm-hmm. That's what it's written here. But then it says Billy Joe Armstrong. Misspelling. I blame the website.
Mm-hmm.
He renounced his U.S. citizenship.
Did he give a reason for that?
Oh, it's the Roe versus Wade thing.
He told the UK they're going to be seeing a lot more of him.
But he goes, F America, I'm effing renouncing my citizenship, I'm effing coming here. He continued to angrily lament on there's too much effing stupid in the world to go back to the miserable effing excuse for a country. You're going to be getting a lot more of me in these coming days. To which I say, fantastic. I don't know... how that would improve everything. I think your presence as a voter in the democracy or you being an active protester in the United States and using your voice in that fashion would be a much more
needed.
Noble and needed.
Younger generation might actually listen.
Well, I think the younger generation is pretty much on the same page as him in terms of what he's upset about. A lot of people are upset about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously am as well. But I don't want to get into that because I don't care what people's opinions are on it. But the thing is that if at that point, if you renounce your citizenship, is it as simple as just I'm renouncing my citizenship and just standing there? And by the way, get used to those European taxes, Billy.
Then your manager says, wait a minute, look at the tour set, the tour itinerary. Yeah, Chicago, but, July 28th at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, exactly. And then look at the how all these British bands had to take tax havens. They were all like hiding in Morocco during the 60s. Like, are you going to pay those taxes? Like, relax a little bit. You're renouncing your citizenship.
Scheduled to play, get this, the F1 U.S. Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, on October 21st.
Yeah, so...
What kind of crowd do you think is going to be there for him?
In Austin, it'll be a Grand Prix. It's not NASCAR.
Hollywood, Florida, September 22nd.
All right, well, now you're talking Hollywood, Florida.
You got guys like riding... I think I sent this to you. A guy riding on a horse with a sparkler on top of the American flag as he rides around on it.
But so, I get his message and I get his frustration. My question is, though, are you indeed renouncing your citizenship? And at that point, don't you have to renounce your citizenship? And how do you do it? Is it a matter of just cutting up your passport and then going to the European embassy and saying, I want to seek some
asylum,
kind of asylum here?
I think you are still a U.S. citizen until you transfer that citizenship to another country.
Is it as simple as doing that? It seems like that would be a very difficult process.
No.
It seems like something very easy to say.
Yes.
Ask the Dick Cheek Chicks how that went.
Yeah, well, the Dixie Chicks, different kind of crowd. I mean, the Dixie Chicks got completely screwed by everybody. I mean, they made a rather tame comment, and then every
almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
And then every radio, well, which everyone now kind of agrees with. And the Dixie Chicks then immediately, every radio station, in a very democratic fashion, decided not to play them because they had a unpopular political stance. Which, by the way, wasn't, you know, against like any race or religion or anything. It was just a political stance. They were anti-Bush, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And so for being anti-Bush, they had their records pulled from like every radio station in the United States, which is, you know, what democracy is all about. You want to really shut down those differing voices. But I am curious at this point. So you've said it. Now, do you play Lollapalooza? Do you play these other festivals? As a citizen of another land,
are you going to follow through on all of this? You don't like being here,
coming back, right?
Yeah, you don't like being here, so you can't tour here.
And I don't think if just because I live in the UK and Billy Joe Armstrong lives in the UK, I'll be seeing a lot more of him. No. I'm guessing we're not running into each other at the grocery store. I mean, just because he lives there doesn't mean much to me. But I wonder seriously if his accountant sat down with him and is like, you'll lose like 75% of your money. Like they just take all your money. Here.
I think the answer is no. That conversation did not take place before he said something.
Because again, I don't disagree with his message. I'm upset by the court's ruling as well. But I'm just wondering, once you say you're renouncing your citizenship, he's kind of got to follow through with it now.
Pretty much makes the news cycle for a while here.
Yeah, but don't you have to follow through?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Wasn't just something that was thrown out on stage in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, you just you hate the country. All right, well, renounce your citizenship and see how well you like England. I liked it. Dan's a big Anglophile.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, he went to every Hoobastain concert that was there.
Followed them.
Followed them all over the country. Now, why are you going to Chicago?
Friend, his brother has a significant birthday that we're going to celebrate with him for the weekend. So. Red Sox happen to be in town for, you know, well, they're not there for the 4th of July. It's just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series.
Yeah, it's weird. Sox come back here on July 4th.
Yeah, so they fly out of Chicago on Sunday to come back here to play on Monday.
All right. Seth can tell me how you renounce your citizenship.
Okay.
Seth, go ahead. All right, Seth is gone. The FBI got to him.
I was going to say he's afraid.
He's afraid to tell you.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to get out, here you go. This is how it's done. It's a special building here at TD Garden.
Well, he's rich. I mean, if anyone could do it, it's him. He probably wouldn't even have to do much except sign a paper. I'm just curious if he does it. I'd have a lot of respect for him if he did. But I have a feeling he's not going to do it. It's going to be too much paperwork, too much red tape. And then how strong are your convictions, really, when there's that much red tape? All right, my food's here. All right.
All right, Joe, why don't you go downstairs, pick it up?
My food's here.
Okay.
I'm rewarding myself with
time to take a break.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Listen, I'm at work. I'm in the studio.
I understand.
It's time to take a break anyway. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
I mean, look at us. We are just three intimidating subjects.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got our beefs, bro. Onion rings, French fries, and beefs.
I don't know. Should we wait? He's here. Okay. He's here. Now, here's the situation real quick.
There's Fred, no food.
Fred's here, and I just want everyone to know that we got about 3-4 weeks, 2 months, half, 6 months of material out of Joe ordering food and going downstairs and, you know, leaving his...
No. You're missing a big part of the equation.
Okay.
Joe did not order food.
Yeah.
Joe talked about food on the air.
Okay, but it was delivered to him and he wasn't in the studio because he went downstairs to fetch it.
No, the difference between what I have just done is I went through a food delivery app.
Yep.
Bought food.
Mm-hmm.
It said it was delivered. It's not here. And I was 30 seconds late for the break.
We thought we were going to make this into a big thing because we didn't know where you were. We assumed you were downstairs.
No, I never got the food.
Okay.
And then I talked to the guy and he's like, sorry.
Sorry? Meaning the food was not delivered
at all?
Well,
I mean, there was no English being spoken. Ah. I'm like, did you drop it? And he's just like... Yeah, and I'm like, where'd you drop it? He's like,
Yeah, okay.
So, like, now...
Oh, that sucks.
Because you don't even want the money back. You just want the food.
Right. Yep.
Like, I never order food here. So, no, what Joe did was he spent an hour and a half talking about roast beef sandwiches.
Yes, and then someone drove down from the North Shore to deliver it to him.
And then he went outside, was late coming back to the break, and then... While the show was on, he went to go get them. Then he came back and talked about the beefs for another half an hour. Mm-hmm.
Onion rings, French fries.
I ordered food like
beefs,
like millions of Americans do every day.
Yes,
and I anticipated the food because it was a bit of gluttony. I was going to eat bad food for me,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking forward to that said bad food. And then I got the message that it had been delivered here. And it wasn't here, which is a massive disappointment because then you don't even, like, you don't want the money back. You want the food, but they can't re-deliver. I won't be here.
So what's the fallout of this? You did get your money back because
I mean, I'm going to have to go through the machinations of getting my money back at this point.
So the food is not coming.
The guy, John, my conversation was this. Hi. Are you from DoorDash? Whoops, are you from a company?
Yes.
And he was like, And I'm like, yeah. Did you deliver such and such food to 55 Morrissey Boulevard? Huh? Hey, are you from said company? Yes. Did you deliver the food? Huh? Oh, was there a big parking lot? Did you deliver it where there's a big parking lot? Okay, did you, it's not here.
This sounds awful.
Sorry. Okay.
Those were all the words he knows.
Yeah, there was not a big discussion, and also not the greatest phone in the world. So
the construction guys next door are like, hey.
Well, I did.
Beach bros.
So sometimes I'll order food before I leave to get delivered to my house. Ooh. And last week... there was a bunch of construction going out in front of my house, and they always, I've never had the people not leave the food, and they said they left the food and there was no food there when I got back. So
I am almost
positive that the construction guys grabbed it. Yeah. They weren't doing work on my house. They were doing work on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm almost positive like one of those guys grabbed it.
Sometimes where the people left the house and they came back and the gentleman that was supposed to move the stuff or
that's right
eating their kids' lunches.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's who wants a kid's lunch?
Sitting on the couch watching Netflix.
All I know is there's some really sad music behind it. It really drives the point home.
Who wants a kid's lunch?
Obviously those movers that didn't know what they were doing.
When you're an adult, you can eat whatever you want. You're gonna have like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Look, man, you've been working all day and nothing says, you know, fill up my stomach like a good Lunchable.
Well, that was in the morning.
And a Go-Gurt, yeah.
It was before
and
school.
And a Go-Gurt, that's right, that goes with it. That's right.
There's gotta be
So Fred, do you order for the way home or do you stop on the way home?
Well, I think we've learned our lesson. Well, you have to stop on the way home.
There's only two options on the way home.
You tell him to go a different route today, John, too.
Oh, that's true. You could go a different route. You can go the Pike out, you know, and stop at Watertown.
Yeah, I'll just go run to Watertown.
I don't know.
Pop off on Galen Street and be like,
yeah, I'll just run into Watertown and, like, you know, spend an hour and a half getting home.
Get back on the Pike, you see.
Oh. Why would I get back on the Pike from Watertown?
That's true. You could cut across.
No, it's the same exit.
Yeah.
So you're telling me to get off at the same exit and then go into Watertown, which is a breeze.
I'm just trying to help,
and then,
Fred.
And then you have to go through the loop of hell.
Fred, I'm just trying to...
You know what the loop of hell is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the one that takes you by Buffs.
Yes, I know exactly where that is.
That's another thing
around
I like
the hotel, yes.
There's a hotel there, too, yes.
That's another thing that I like to avoid, is that loop of hell. Yeah. Is another reason not to take that freeway back, is that loop of hell where I've literally just closed my eyes and hoped that I wasn't going to get hit.
People merging, not easy.
You end up on the Pike. By accident.
Oh, see, that's the nightmare.
Yeah.
If you wind up all the way over on the left.
In Brighton.
Oh, no. Because if you end up on the Pike, you're not getting off for a while.
True. Right. That's true. And or you take that accidental right on the center street and head towards Boston College, and that's a pain.
I was in an Uber one time that was going down 95. Not an Uber. I was in a ride-sharing service that was going down 95 one time.
The other one.
Yeah, one of them.
Right.
Or maybe it was a rental car.
Sure.
That was a driver. And the guy was on the phone, and he was in the right lane going like 40, like the whole time, which was infuriating to me. but he was going 40, and then he was going the right lane, and he gets off on the Pike West. And I'm like, huh? And I'm like, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. And he's like, huh? And then once you're on the Pike West,
yeah.
What is it, 70 miles until get off?
That's a 10-mile mistake in either direction.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're turning, it's a 10-mile mistake.
Yeah.
Where there's no getting off for 10 miles.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're trapped in the automobile. I'll tell you, there's nothing like the disappointment of the food not coming.
Yeah, it can be enraging when you're hungry.
I'm not enraged.
You will be. Give it 10 minutes.
I am not enraged. But it says 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Fred, we came to work last week and there was a scooter in the /parking lot/street outside that someone had just abandoned. So your food could be anywhere up and down this corridor of construction sites. There's a shopping plaza. Supermarket.
They would have had 2 minutes to grab that bag.
They're going to leave the food outside the supermarket?
Well, the address could be,
They could have left it anywhere. Who knows?
Maybe you deliver like a paper boy right out the window.
Oh, that's a good point. Just toss it right-handed.
We should walk around and see who's eating in the building right now.
If Zolak's probably munching on your food right now.
You think Zolak's here yet?
I mean, the timing of that would be impeccable. If you got the food, I got to tip my cap to you. The timing of it was impeccable. You were coming in at just the right time. But then you come in and everyone's like holding the door for you. And I'm like, it's an emergency. I don't have any time for you to hold the door. Of this food delivery coming. It's a very important thing to me.
So shouldn't they wait until someone comes to get it instead of doing the drop off?
I said to leave it in front.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I said to leave it in front.
Don't they take a picture of it? Isn't that a thing or no?
I did not receive a picture. Mm. I did not receive photographic evidence of its being there. Mm. But I can assure you I'd be eating it. I'd much prefer to be eating it than not.
Well, now the problem is still here. You're still hungry. You still want the food. We've discussed you're not going to order it now for when you go home because it'll be gone.
There's no food on the way home until I get home. So to get food, I have to go past my house and into Newton Center. So I don't want to do that.
That's why living near the Golden Road pays off in spades for this particular problem.
That's why houses are you know, like 25% of what they are by me is because anything goes in Natick. As soon as you pass Wellesley, they just all the laws cease.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I drove by the McDonald's in Dorchester where the big fight broke out a few weeks back.
There it is.
Yeah. I do drive by the King.
Speaking of delivery drivers, Mike, yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I delivered Nick yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was delivering,
Nick just texted me.
Oh, good.
If you don't know, Nick had a little issue. And he is getting that taken care of right now. But I'll just tell you, this kid's got the worst luck in the history of the world.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
He seems like he's going to be all right, but
poor choice of bachelor parties. That's.
I mean, every time Nick comes back from a bachelor party, he has to go to the hospital. Let's just put it that way.
And they're not even good bachelor parties. They're in like Maine or New Hampshire. Or
yeah, I mean, yeah, Denver.
Asheville, not, North Carolina.
Not Nashville, Asheville.
Yeah. But I'm very glad I wasn't here yesterday because I probably would have at first been really making fun of him on the air. And then I would have
heard. You should have heard me.
And then I would have really. And then when it got serious, I would have felt really bad.
No, I didn't.
You didn't feel bad at all?
No, we talked about it before the show, right?
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, before the show, but I would have been saying stuff on the air. If you don't know, Nick came in yesterday, and then he thought he had what I had.
A little under the weather, yeah.
And then things started happening, and he had to go to the hospital, where he is right now. But I called him yesterday. He's texted me. My wife thinks that we should send him something to the hospital.
Send him your food.
If I had it, I would. I always get more than I'm going to eat because I feel bad about like the low bill.
Sure.
So I got two sandwiches. I was only going to have one.
Uh-huh.
So I could have just packaged one.
That would have been good.
Do you think we should send Nick something to the... Do you think that I should send something to Nick in the hospital?
He might be out of there today.
I was just going to say, that didn't sound like a lengthy stay. He stayed last
night. If you get a text back with like a thumbs up on it in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, because it's weird because like I don't know what to do in those situations. Like, of course, Rich went.
Couldn't leave here fast enough.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
Rich gone very quickly.
I mean, Rich just goes like immediately. Yeah.
Yep.
But, and so he was there.
Mark Jamilli, Mark.
It's his dad.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, Mark was there to greet him.
Yeah, I mean, if your dad lives in town, I'm hoping that he would go to the hospital if you were rushed there.
Check it out, yeah.
And so, you know, I didn't know what to do. So around 3 o'clock, I'm like, you know what, I should probably call him. Because texting felt very impersonal. So I called him and I left a message. And he just got back to me. With the same message that he told you.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing about Nick's ailments that's fun is they're undiagnosable.
Yeah.
there's a lot of general stuff
happening.
Yeah, there's like always 85 options.
Yeah, could be self-diagnosis yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, John, before the show, the self-diagnosis was coming in, and I'm like, oh, no.
Well, at first he started comparing himself to me.
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
And you were at home yesterday, so you weren't here.
Yeah, but I would have immediately been gone like, no, this is much, much worse.
It's the opposite, actually, of what happened to you.
Yeah, and so, but it is odd that his body is really a medical mystery. How many doctors have looked at that body over the course of the last 3 years and couldn't figure anything out? but our hopes are with Nick. If Nick is listening, I don't know. Hopefully, he's heavily medicated because that's the only way to get through being in the hospital
and sleeping. Yeah,
if they give you that, you know, they gave my dad just had this surgery in his intestines, and I talked to my mom after the surgery, and they're like, they gave your father this thing to hit for medicine, but he's really not been hitting it. And I'm like, well, that's the difference between you and I. If you gave me something to hit medicine, I would just go bop, 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 bop. Like, why wouldn't I? Like, what's the incentive not to just give yourself every bit of the painkiller that there is? I mean, I would just, I don't know. I want to feel some pain, like, you know, you given me this button that can, like, now this isn't like street drugs. This is given to me by a physician.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in a hospital and they go to you. So I have this way that you feel like kind of bad right now. Right now, here's a medicine that will not only make you feel better, but really, really good. So but it's up to you and how much you want to take. And my dad's sitting there not taking it. I would have just been like,
old school, you know. He limped to school uphill both ways.
No, he got the thing in his.
No, I know
the thing he got in his stomach is because he took I had a conversation with someone about this yesterday. I don't know, some old drug that you wouldn't even know they made anymore. Some Anacin. It's because he took Anacin for 30 years every day.
We talked about this on the air yesterday.
Oh, yesterday we did talk about it.
Yes. And I was incredulous that they still actually make that pain reliever.
When I'm at home, I can't remember what was the conversation between some.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Wondering what's going on.
Yes.
Here. All right. We will have the stack for you in just a moment. We'll be right back here on the headline.
This is Toucher and Rich.
It sounds like the biggest nightmare. And why anyone would choose it, I don't know.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Oh, the old stackaroos. Today's walk and I is Rich had a plane that was supposed to take off this afternoon and was canceled and then moved to 8 o'clock. I'm supposed to travel with my children on Saturday. I don't foresee that going well.
It just,
at least if it goes to, but here's the deal is if I fly to Atlanta, at least I know I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's when you fly through Charlotte and these unknown places. If I fly to Charlotte, that guy's going to beat me up. The guy from the radio station.
Yeah.
So I can't fly through there.
I don't understand.
Kyle Bailey will be looking for you.
That's right. You get stranded in Charlotte.
Passenger manifest. He'll be standing.
Good point.
And he's probably got the manifest every day looking out to see if it's time to kick some ass.
His buddy Maxwell is listening, and Cedric's going to call him and say, Fred's flying through Charlotte. Here's your chance.
Maxwell has already done me wrong. He's already done me wrong by giving Radzik the number.
Giving Kyle Bailey the number.
Giving Kyle Bailey Radzik's number. That's right.
Yes.
He's already done me wrong. But John has not traveled by airplane in 3 years.
I've traveled for doing Celtic games, since January 2020.
So
with the family, yeah.
And then we discussed how Nick is out with unknown ailments. So
I have one more day,
and then you have.
And
one
then
more
he's
day.
Gone.
And then you're gone.
What? Could someone please explain to me why? It used to just be JetBlue. I know we kind of touched on this yesterday, but I want to go back to it while we have a second here. Why are all airlines struggling now?
They say that they don't have enough people working for them.
And why is that?
I don't know. I told you, I don't know. Like now that they've lifted the COVID restrictions and they've lifted, I think they've lifted, you know, the government aid for people. Due to the COVID stuff, I would assume, and now inflation is very high, and obviously gas and other merchandise is very high. I would imagine having a job is imperative. We talked about this earlier. If you're a flight attendant, the appeal of the job would still be there for me. I mean, the appeal of the job is that you want to fly around and see the world, right?
Honestly, if I'm an airline and the door is wide open. I mean, there are tons of airlines out there.
Yeah.
Everybody's struggling with this. If I'm an airline and money is coming in again, here's my chance to corner the market. Come fly my airline. We're not being delayed. We are fully staffed. And in this case, you overspend to make sure you're fully staffed so you make crap loads of money because everyone will fly your airline because they know they're going to get to where you're going to go. Flights won't be canceled. Well, now, they may be delayed.
Those dominoes sometimes are out of the control of the airlines.
That's what I was just going to say. Oh. You may be delayed going through certain hubs because there are a lot of other problems.
Weather.
Landing, weather, whatever. But the point is, if you fly my airline, regardless of what the situation is, your flight won't be canceled. We're overstaffed. We can book you right away. There's got to be a way for an airline here in this market to step up and say, okay, we're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure you fly with us.
And I'm wondering why, if no one's working, there's so much effing traffic now. I don't understand that either. I don't understand. All these businesses are complaining about being understaffed, and I just don't understand how people are affording not to work. Because if it was COVID, now it's been, 2.5 years?
Yes. March of 2020.
Yeah, so like 2.5 years. So 2.5 years you haven't worked? I mean, I couldn't afford that. I couldn't afford not to work for 2.5 years. It would be very difficult for me.
Yeah, the government, everyone ran out of, the government said, okay, unemployment's over. What, summer of last year? And at the summer of last year?
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, if when they say pilots and flight, and then if you're a pilot, what else are you going to do? You're a pilot. You got to fly a plane somewhere.
Yeah, you don't downgrade from flying 777s to, Cessnas or, prop planes to Nantucket. That's not what you do.
Yeah, I don't understand it. So that's his situation. So he had to burn a vacation day. So that's one less day in Nantucket for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was going to South Carolina, correct?
That's true. All His right. mother is now having her official knee placed in.
Apparently, as
Rich would describe it, some gel in the knee or whatever it is when she had the old one taken out. Now it's being placed back in, and it's her turn. It's his turn and his family to be with his mom as she recuperates.
See, that's the thing that's good about my parents is when they're recuperating, they've never asked me to help.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the because it was the... The only time I had to go down is when my dad had the quadruple bypass. So Steve, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great show. You want to know the real reason why flights are being canceled? It's 25% with the airlines. 75% is with the ATCs. They're so understaffed that they're not approving the flights. The airliners are they have to file their flight plans, and they're just not being approved because it just goes on a desk. I own a private plane, so I fly. Half of my routes get canceled just because... From A to B,
so
you're
saying
get the paperwork in time.
Air traffic control is to blame.
Yes, it's a federal government issue.
All right, and that's understaffed. Is the air traffic control?
Yeah, I'll get routes back. I'll file it this Monday. I won't get it back till a month later. And they're like, "Oh yeah, you're ready to fly." I'm like, "Well, it's useless. We can't fly now. What's the point?"
Yeah, interesting.
That's the real reason. But there is a little with the airlines because they are taking advantage of the situation, so they don't have to hire people. But that's the real reason, and no one's talking about it.
If you're right, why wouldn't the federal government? And he's gone. But I'll ask you, why wouldn't the federal government hire enough air traffic controllers to get this great country back on its feet here?
Because John, the federal government, if you are unaware, does not move fast or with swiftness in these situations. Jeez. It grinds.
Yeah.
All right. Ray, go ahead.
So when COVID first hit, what happened was government bailouts went to the airline industry to retain all their employees, which they didn't do. They laid them off. When they laid them off, these people got other jobs, and pilots decided to retire as the baby boomer retiring has happened. So what's happened is they're completely understaffed, not having the foresight to look to the fact that the virus would start to end. And the airline industry has bought back its own stock during COVID and has made tons and tons of money. But now they're dealing with the ramifications of not investing into their employees or pilots.
They are, I'll tell you, it is, they're reaping what they sow. I just got a text from Scott Zolak, Kid Huey Lewis ready. It's bad.
Tell me how food.
He's already tweeted that he was enjoying it with the engineers.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Tell you that. The Zolak cliffhanger should be me. I am the guilty party in this.
Uh huh.
But I'll tell you what. With our old general manager at the old station, I got a call one time about being late to the show, and like, but it was he was like really really good general manager. He was. I'm being serious. He was like, you know, dude, we need you. Like, I know it's 6 o'clock, but we need you there. And it was like almost a pep talk that worked. And instead of just going, hey, you jackass, you should show up on time. But have you ever seen a show with no ramifications of being later than the midday show or coming in? I know, like coming in on two wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've seen
there.
It 25 times, 30 times in the last 2 years.
All three members here on time. Was one of them being late? You've seen it 25 times?
I was thinking that we've seen it, them running up the stairs at least 24 times at the end. You think it's more?
Four times a week?
See, they meet in the back office there where we go.
Uh-huh.
At the end.
Uh-huh. They meet or the or their
well,
production
staff? Well, they're never
meets.
Standing right outside the door
their
waiting
for their production staff meets.
No,
I will accept the Zolak cliffhanger. I will accept that that is me. And in fact, like I said before, I'm starting to feel bad about the Zolak cliffhanger because I think it's bothering him because it's blowing up his spot. And why shouldn't he get a couple days? Why shouldn't Scott enjoy a sick day? I mean, you know, let the man enjoy a sick day. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he was on the Cape. He was on the boat. You know, sun, a little bit of booze.
Mm-hmm.
He's not at the top of his game. Let the guy sleep in one day.
So we know it's just Zolak or Mark and Hardy are also stuck in traffic.
Well, Bertrand is always stuck in traffic. I don't know where he moved.
He moved south. He lives on Route 3.
Oh, so he should be even happier about going up to Walmart.
Exactly. He lives South Shore. He moved further south.
See,
he used to live in Quincy.
If you live South Shore or North Shore, like you kind of made your bed.
Yeah.
Like you say, I enjoy that area so much and enjoy living there so much that I'm going to have to eat this commute in order to work.
Be prepared. Leave an extra hour for your commute.
Yeah, because it's an extravagance, really, at that point. Because you're living I would imagine, by the sea. Mm-hmm. You're living in these things.
Well, that's the point. You want to live next to the ocean.
Yeah, right. But by doing that, you're making your life suck. Yeah,
Route 3 is a parking lot about 23 hours and 30 minutes a day.
So it's you and good. I have chosen to live west of the city.
Yes.
Which, while there's no water or anything of that nature, and it's not like a very New England-y thing, the aspect is we would never have a bad
commute. That's right. We have more fast food than you could shake a stick at, Barry. That's right.
That's what I don't live in the low income area of Natick that you do. Where I live in a very high income.
Hey,
area.
I live near a driving range. I live near all kinds of fast food that I could want. Any kind of fast food I could possibly want.
A public driving range. Like, so would you need a token?
No token.
Like some jabroni.
No token.
I go to the club. They got the balls in a nice triangle.
I live near a very nice driving range. A proud sponsor of this radio station, sir.
I understand that, but it's still, if it doesn't require a membership, it's for jabronis.
I see.
I mean, let's be real.
Well, they have the studio down at the bottom of the hill.
I would give anything for more food by me. Anything.
Move out to we'd welcome you in, Fred, our community. We'd love to have you.
Waltham might give Natick a run for its money.
What Waltham did is said we're accepting everything.
Yes.
Yep. Like you do what you want.
Back in the day when I was a kid, there wasn't anything where things are now.
And it's the
they had an Arby's roast beef, they had Moody Street, and that was about it.
No, it's the most gigantic area by land in the city by land in the history of anything.
Now Waltham has a bunch of good restaurants, bars, they have a bunch of stuff out next to 95.
World class universities,
Brandeis. Yes.
Brandeis and
Bentley.
Yes.
Bentley. And they have another one that was out there where my son was playing baseball. And Waltham might be 40 miles by 50 miles.
It's big.
It's big.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, listen. Rich is gone tomorrow. Who the hell knows? Who knows when Nick's back?
Yep.
I mean, hopefully Nick's back soon.
We can talk roast beef sandwiches with Joe Murray tomorrow.
But Joe Murray will be
here
tomorrow.
With the two of us. Yes.
Yes, indeed. I wish. Did the text wake you up? Did Rich's text wake you up?
No.
Yeah, Rich's text woke me up.
I slept right through it.
No. I was up.
I replied, and I was like, this is going to wake John up.
Nope.
No, when you replied, I could tell that you were doing it because you felt obligated to let him know that you were awake enough to...
I may have also been in the car, Fred.
Oh, you were in the car at 4?
No.
I said I may have been.
No, okay, I was going to say. Yes. There's no reason for you to be in the car at 4.
No. You do have a long drive, but not that
long.
Because
you were not here at 5, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Door-to-door, how long does it take you?
Who's asking?
You. I'm asking you.
It average, you know, it's different sometimes, but we get it about an hour and 10.
Okay.
You don't have to pay these taxes.
Tolls and gas, Fred. Tolls and gas.
That's right. Tolls and gas. That's the way it goes. All right. So tomorrow, Joe Murray, me, John.
Mm-hmm. Tons of fun.
We should order food early and see what gets here.
Well,
we should order from 3 different delivery services.
Ask Joe for his recommendation.
I will say that my money, they said they've refunded it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but
you wanted the food.
Food's on Joe tomorrow.
The consolation, there you have it. The consolation prize is you did get your money back.
All Joe will say is just give me an hour. Just turn on my mic for an hour and I'll get us some food. I don't care if it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Just turn on the mic and the food will appear. I will plug them until the day is
guys
done.
Guys will go and open up places that aren't normally open.
They have done that before.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes great pride. Apparently, Dom Sausage was on some news show, and he proudly put that on Instagram.
Yep.
He couldn't get that up fast enough.
It's like his baby brother, you know?
All right.
Put your arm around him and go, oh.
All right. Hardy is here.
Hardy is here. Okay.
But Hardy is always the one who's here.
Yes.
I have to say Hardy very rarely late.
He also lives closer than any of the three.
Which is sad because he lives in Canton.
That's correct.
Which is not exactly close.
No.
So there
but
you
he
go.
Battled 93 up here. Here he is.
I got to give him credit. He's out there in Canton, the mayor of Canton.
Yep.
Mr.
Congratulations
Rob
on
Paul.
Making it in. You get the prize. Good for you.
Star of all mediums.
Yep. All formats.
He's here
all
until
mediums,
6 o'clock
all sports.
At night doing rock radio.
He does it all. Morning drive. He does afternoon drive. He does middays.
He gets here at 10. He's got a 9-hour day on the air.
That's right.
All right. That'll do it for us. Enjoy your days. Bye. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.